If the House passed budget were signed into law, nearly 12,000 construction workers in Virginia would lose their jobs. That's according to numbers released by Senator Barbara Boxer, chair of the Public Works Committee.
She might be right short term. Long term, we're killing the country by spending ourselves into oblivion.
That's Virginia Republican Congressman Morgan Griffith. Members of the GOP are torn on the topic of transportation funding. On the one hand, many Republicans are vocal supporters of federal infrastructure spending. But, as Griffith explains, the party wants more drastic cuts elsewhere first.
The problem is we see no willingness to cut spending in other places. If I saw a lot of cutting going on elsewhere, then we could shift money into things like transportation, which do have a benefit.
A draft of the House transportation bill provides $230 billion for infrastructure over the next 6 years, a 30% budget cut, according to the American Public Transportation Association. Democrats say the GOP spending blueprint for roads is just a drop in the bucket. Northern Virginia's Jerry Connolly says his party is looking for serious investments to spur economic growth.
Well, if you want to revive the construction industry, which has been at depression-level unemployment for 2 years, frankly, public sector infrastructure investment is the key.
The American Society of Civil Engineers reports that 23% of Virginia's rural and urban roads are in poor or mediocre condition, and that 33% of its highways near major cities are congested. That's why infrastructure remains a bipartisan concern from the coast to the coal fields. But Virginia Republican Randy Forbes says the debate has gotten sidetracked.
Well, I think there's a number of things that we can do. We can look at funding, but funding's not the sole issue.
Forbes says Congress needs to streamline transportation construction. He signed on to a plan to put a 5-year moratorium on every construction regulation that doesn't apply directly to safety or durability.
We could build a lot of roads, a lot of infrastructure projects in a very short period of time, show the country that we could do it, and show the world we're coming back if we just decided to take that tack instead of focusing totally on the funding issue.
Shelving regulations is unlikely to happen in this split Congress. But Democrats, who control the White House and the Senate, are now getting frustrated that there isn't a bigger push for infrastructure investments during this economic downturn. Virginia Congressman Jim Moran, a Democrat, says President Obama needs to speak more forcefully for investments.
I think the White House needs to get on the same script when they're talking, when they're emphasizing program cutting instead of finding the revenue to regenerate the economy. I think they've lost a focus.
As important as the nearly 12,000 construction jobs are to Virginia construction workers and the state's economy in the short term, Congressman Connolly says the debate over transportation funding needs to take the long view, too.
And if we're going to stay competitive in the global economy, we've got to make sure that we're modernizing, updating, and expanding our infrastructure in America.
Republicans on the House Transportation Committee say they're looking to raise more revenue for roads and bridges, but their party has come to no agreement yet. For Virginia Public Radio, I'm Matt Laszlo.